Welcome back to the world of statistics, where today we're diving into the chi-squared distribution. If you've ever wondered how statisticians test whether something is expected or if something fishy is going on with categorical data, the chi-squared test is your go-to tool. So buckle up, because we're about to decode the secrets of this powerful distribution. What is the chi-squared distribution? Think of the chi-squared distribution as a detective's magnifying glass. It helps us investigate how different observed data is from what we'd expect under the null hypothesis. Imagine you run a coffee shop and you expect an equal number of customers to visit each weekday, but in reality your sales are all over the place. The chi-squared test helps determine, are these fluctuations just random, or is there a real pattern? The chi-squared distribution is a continuous probability distribution that is only defined for positive values because it's based on squared differences. There's no such thing as negative squared differences, is always right skewed. Bigger values are less common but still possible. Changes shape depending on its degrees of freedom, which act like a dial controlling how spread out the distribution is, has an expected value equal to the degrees of freedom. The core idea, squaring the differences. Chi-squared test statistic is calculated using this formula, where O, observed frequency, what we actually see in the data. E, expected frequency, what we should see if the null hypothesis were true. Think of it like measuring how far puzzle pieces are from fitting perfectly. If the gaps are small, no big deal. But if they're huge, something is definitely off. The chi-squared test in action. There are two major detective cases where we use the chi-squared test. One, goodness of fit test. Is this data following the expected pattern? Example, you suspect that a die isn't fair. You roll it 600 times and expect each number 1 through 6 to appear 100 times. If reality is way off from expectation, your chi-squared test will flag it. Two, test of independence. Are two categorical variables related, or are they independent? Example, do people's coffee preferences, latte, cappuccino, or espresso, depend on their age group? We can use a chi-squared test to check if there's a real connection or if it's just random variation. The right tail rule, big chi-squared means big news. Picture a speed radar on a highway. If everyone is driving close to the speed limit, no alarms go off. But if someone zooms past at 120 miles per hour, the radar flashes a warning. Similarly, with the chi-squared distribution, we only focus on the right tail. Big test statistic values tell us that the observed data is too different from expectations to be due to random chance. If our calculated chi-squared statistic lands in the rejection region, far right tail, we say, hold on, something suspicious is happening here, and we reject the null hypothesis. Key takeaways. The chi-squared distribution helps us test if observed data matches expected outcomes. It is always right skewed and defined only for positive values. Degrees of freedom control its shape. Higher degrees make it more symmetric. We use it in goodness of fit and independence tests. Large chi-squared values indicate significant differences between observed and expected data. That's a wrap on today's stats adventure. Next time you see data that looks random but feels suspicious, remember, the chi-squared test is your trusty detective's tool to separate coincidence from real patterns. Until next time, stay curious and keep questioning. DJ Booth.